Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Bonnie North. The concept of Shakespeare in the Park is nothing new. Many of Shakespeare's plays are just as at home in the out-of-doors as they are on a stage within a theater. Well, the Summit Players Theater is no longer new either. The company has performed Shakespeare for audiences at Wisconsin State Parks for the past four summers.
Summit's founder Hannah Klapperich-Mueller has spoken about what the company gets from performing in spaces that normally are home to wildlife and campers. But we haven't heard from the other side of the equation. Why do the parks themselves extend a welcome to the performances each year?
So Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke ventured to Haven Woods State Forest on Milwaukee's north side, where the Summit Players will perform in August. He met up with Klapperich-Mueller, along with conservation biologist Beth
Mittermeier. We are thrilled
to
have you here. Yes, it's always very exciting when you can join us in the park to see where we're doing a performance.
Well, and as I was saying as we were walking over, I'm ashamed to say that this is the first time I have set foot in Haven Woods State Forest. And I have to say, this is a revelation. We are just a hop, skip, and a jump off of some really busy roads, and this is anything but busy feeling.
This is one of our favorite places to perform, just because it's fun to have friends and family from Milwaukee come and then be kind of immersed in this natural setting while we're doing our performance. And it just has a really magical feeling, this little grove where there are a lot of trees around us, and then there are seats. And once we get our picnic table and our banner set up, it really becomes this like beautiful backdrop for a cozy little performance.
And as I recall from our previous interviews, there are not always built-in seats where you perform.
Correct. So often we perform just in a grassy field or along a lake or somewhere where there is an open space. But we're lucky at Haven Woods that there is this existing amphitheater. And that always does kind of kick it up a notch. It just adds sort of to the magic of the performance.
We are, 100 yards from the main parking lot at Haven Woods, and yet this really is magical. Paint a picture of where we're standing.
So there's a large maple tree to one side of the stage, and there are three sort of tiers of seats going back, and then the whole amphitheater is surrounded by just some low shrubbery, and the birds are singing, and the sunlight just kind of like filters through the leaves and makes this sort of like very fairyland, woodland-esque setting.
Just the right place for 12th night?
Well, so yes, 12th night is a little bit different. Similar to last year, this performance takes place primarily in homes or in the court of Elyria. But there are some scenes that take place in a garden, so that will be perfect for when we are here. Sir Toby and his cohorts, the kind of like fun-loving tomfoolery people in the play, they spend a lot of time getting up to hijinks in the garden and playing tricks on Malvolio.
And as I recall, there is a lot of, at least as the Summit Players do it, a lot of costume changing, a lot of doubling up on things.
Exactly. So we have six actors playing all of the characters, and I'm not actually sure of the count of how many characters we have this year, but I know that two of our actors are playing at least six. So they have a lot of costume changes, and some of them are almost instantaneous. They come out as one character, they drop off whoever they've escorted on stage, and then they run back behind the banner and come out as someone else for their line. So it is very quick, it's very fast-paced, and it's very funny.
Well, so you have this track record of doing this. How many parks have you performed in since this began? This is, what, the third season?
This is our fourth season,
right?
Actually, yes. And so we're doing 17 this year, and this will be the highest number. So we've performed in 16 different state parks so far, and we're trying out a couple of new ones this year. So Haven Woods we have been loyal to and will continue to remain loyal to because we love it so much. But a couple of our new shows are at Wildcat Mountain State Park and Copper Culture State Park and then Interstate State Park up north of Minneapolis.
Do you remember as you were beginning this troupe 4 years ago, 4+ years ago, mm-hmm. how you approached the parks to pitch this idea? I mean, Shakespeare in the Park is nothing new, but Shakespeare in the State Parks is relatively new.
So we pitched it as an idea that we wanted to do in collaboration with the Department of Natural Resources so that we could bring this same performance and program and workshop to a bunch of different places around the state. So our mission as a company is to bring theater to places in the state where there might not be much, or to make it accessible to people regardless of where they live or how much their income is. So we want to bring this free program and make Shakespeare something that you think of as fun and exciting and playful rather than something boring that you read in your high school English class.
You're performing here inside this grove of trees. There's a canopy above us, which makes it, first of all, delightfully cool, considering, I mean, it's probably in the mid-70s as we're recording this, but how does the lighting work the night that you're performing here? Because I would imagine it gets pretty dark in here.
So that is a challenge that we've kind of been learning how to deal with each season, particularly because our season has happened at different points in the summer. So shows that we have in June and early July, we have light all the way until the end of the show. But as we get further on into the summer, we need to start making adjustments and making sure that characters are bringing out different lighting instruments. And Twelfth Night, which we're performing this year, we are setting it in an Elizabethan setting. So everybody's wearing traditional costumes. You'll see people in ruffs. You'll see people in tights under their jeans and their Converse, of course, are staples. But we're going to have to figure out what kind of sort of period lighting we can add to the show and just make it sort of seamlessly appear in all of these really quick costume changes.
Right. The performance here is on August 10th, and by then the days will have been getting shorter for a while.
Yep.
So we're just going to have to figure out how we can hide a flashlight and make it look like a torch or something and make sure that each different performance location is getting their needs met, because they're all so different.
Beth, I would be remiss if I didn't ask whether there are other things that are coming up at Haven Woods between now and the 12th Night performance that people ought to be aware of.
We have, on the first Saturday of every month, we have family hikes. And the one coming up, I think, is Cooking with Fire. We have programs on Saturday mornings, story times for kids, but most of our programming is with youth groups, daycare centers, schools, summer schools, and they can call anytime and register to come for a program.
In addition to Shakespearean actors, what sort of wildlife would one encounter in Haven Woods?
Depends on what time of day you come, and how quiet you are, and how much you're willing to venture off the path, the beaten path. We have all of the typical urban animals, coyotes, raccoons, opossums, skunks, lots of birds.
Snakes and turtles.
And snakes and turtles, yes. Four different kinds of snakes live here.
Well, and that dovetails with the question I was going to ask you. You have typical audience members. Have you ever been visited by interesting wildlife during a performance at a state park?
Just mosquitoes.
Oh my gosh, so many mosquitoes. I'm not sure that we've ever had a visitor during a performance, but a fun fact about the Summit Players is that we often camp in the parks where we are performing. So we have had raccoons come and visit our campsite and fight outside our tent. We made friends with a small painted turtle this past Sunday on our way back from High Cliff State Park, and we helped him get off the road onto the side of the road that he was heading towards.
So a nice symbiotic relationship.
Yes.
Well, listen, Hannah and Beth, thank you both so much for sharing both the story of Haven Woods and Summit Players' 12th Night performance this summer, and break an Elizabethan leg.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming. I'm glad you finally got here.
Me too.
Hannah Klapperich-Mueller is founder of Summit Players Theater, which is now in its fourth season of presenting Shakespeare in state parks around Wisconsin.
Beth Mittermeier is a conservation biologist at Haven Woods State Forest in Milwaukee, where Summit Players Theater will perform Twelfth Night on August 10th. They spoke with Mitch Tyke, and you can find a full schedule of their shows at WUWM.com.